What a beautiful wedding. All this pomp and circumstance, it must have cost a fortune.
Of course. You do know Miss Bianca is marrying Mr. Blauerbart for his money.
Oh, I've heard the rumors. Mr. Blauerbart has scandals of his own, you know. His first wife disappeared just over a year ago.
What good luck for them. Come on, let's go get some of that expensive champagne.
My sweet sister Anne, I'm so glad you could come to my wedding. I'm so happy.
It's beautiful, Bianca. I'm so happy for you. Do you and Mr. Blauerbart have any plans for your honeymoon?
He's promised to take me on a one-month-long cruise on his yacht.
Ah, my new wife and new sister. The two loveliest ladies in my life.
Well, if it isn't my handsome new husband, Mr. Blauerbart. I was just telling my sister about the lovely honeymoon you promised me.
Yes, my dear. Unfortunately, our honeymoon needs to be postponed.
Oh no, that's terrible news.
Don't worry, it shouldn't be more than 2 weeks. There's a good friend of mine. Excuse me.
Just married. And he needs to leave on business already. Ugh.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sister.
Anne, would you stay with me while he's away? I don't want to stay in that big house all alone. Welcome to my new home, Anne.
Wow, this house is incredible. Look at all these beautiful antiques. The furniture is all velvet and Italian leather. It must have cost a fortune.
Most of these rooms' furniture is gilded in gold, and in the kitchen, all the countertops are marble. And wait till you see upstairs.
That's amazing! And this house is enormous! Bianca, I had no idea Mr. Blauerbart was this wealthy.
He's left me with a small fortune to spend and the keys to all the rooms and closets in the house. Well, all but one closet in the basement.
Well, it's probably best to respect his privacy. After all, it is only one closet. Come on, Bianca. Show me the upstairs.
Anne is asleep. We've been talking for hours. I'm not tired at all, though. I wonder what he has in that basement closet. I wonder what he would keep a secret when he's let me into every other room, shed, greenhouse, and boathouse on the property. I must know. It certainly is dark in the basement. It's frightening. There's the closet. I'll use this bobby pin from my hair to pick the lock. Just quick. There. What is this? What's on this table? Oh my. Bloody clothes, ropes, and a knife? Is this a trunk beside it? I'm terrified to look, but I must know what's inside. It's rotted and disgusting. Oh, is this Mr. Blauerbart's missing wife? I have to find Anne. Anne, wake up. Oh, why must you sleep so deeply? I've discovered the body of a woman in Mr. Blauerbart's closet.
What's that noise?
Oh, is that a car in the driveway? No, he's back early from his business trip.
My beloved wife. I've returned early from my trip so we can take our honeymoon. Come down here.
Coming, my love. Anne, please wake up.
Where are you? Aren't you happy to see me?
On my way. I was just putting on a house coat.
Ah, there you are, my dear wife. I missed you.
As did I, my husband.
What is it? You're pale as a ghost, my dear. Has something frightened you?
No, of course not. I'm tired. It's pretty late.
You're lying. I can see the door to the basement is open. You opened my closet, didn't you?
I saw nothing, I swear.
You wouldn't say that if you hadn't. You've seen her.
Please, put the knife down. I won't tell anyone.
Why couldn't you keep out of my business?
No, let go of me. You're hurting me.
Now you must die.
No, I won't tell anyone. I swear. Take that! Anne, he dropped the knife. Get it!
I'll kill you too if I must. I'll end both.
Anne, you've stabbed him in the heart.
I had no choice. He was going to kill you.
Should we call the police?
I already did.